Thank you for listening to HF24. We are Heidi and Frank. Coming up here is an interview we did with Christina Pszczycki.
Did you get it right that time?
I think I did, because I had such a hard time when she was here. I was like, they call her Christina P, because I think most people don't know how to say her last name. And yeah. I remember I was struggling a little bit when she was doing the interview with us. I was like, how do you say your last name?
It's Pszczycki, right?
It's Pszczycki?
But I just call her Christina P, or my best friend. We clicked immediately.
Have you guys hung out since this interview?
No, but we've texted, and she's like, bottle of wine, when are we sharing that? And I said, I don't share bottles. And she goes, okay, I'll bring one, you bring one. And I said, anytime. And so that's
but
how...
But then it never happened. It's so Hollywood.
I know, but I really need to, because I loved her. And like, just those people that you click with immediately, and I did. Like, she sat down, and it was just like, you know, they're just like immediately connected with her. And I think she's freaking
hilarious. Well, why don't we hang out as a couple?
Hilarious.
You and me and Christina P and Tom Segura, they do what... We can go to their mom, to their mom's house.
Okay, we do a little couple.
They do a great podcast called Your Mom's House, and we were lucky enough to get Christina P to come in and hang out with us and be a special guest judge on Should I Stay or Should I Go, which was...
end up being great. It was perfect.
It was a great time.
This show was back in what?
Oh, Maggie,
May,
I think was the song.
We did this show, what, May 18th,
May
18th or something like that, yeah. And oh, Maggie, poor guy, he came on and wrote a song about his dead mother
or
something.
His dead mom, yeah. And, when you start out like that, I don't know. I mean, he's going for a sympathy vote, but I don't really remember how the votes went. But be sure, but listen to the interview, listen to the Should I Stay or Should I Go segment with Christina P. There he was, Doug Prescott, the Doug Prescott Band. He's on the phone calling all the way from North Carolina. That was his song, Oh Maggie. Now, Doug, this is where we pass the ball around the room to find out what we thought about you inside the studio. And I will hand it over to our lovely guest, Christina Pszczycki.
I think you mean Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez is here today.
All right, Doug. Here's the thing. Okay, you have some skills to pay the bills. You're musically inclined. However... we felt maybe your skills would be, but I'm going to kill myself, would be suited for a sitcom, like 70s sitcom jingle.
Yeah.
And we have a sitcom proposal for you. We were thinking maybe Maggie, the premise being, like, it's, okay, here it is. Here's your sitcom. It's Weekend at Bernie's meets, like, The Odd Couple. We resurrect Maggie. Nobody can know she's dead.
Right.
To
collect Social Security.
There you go. That's the premise.
So that we don't lose her check.
There we go.
She still gets her check every month, but she's now in situations. Mm-hmm. We put glasses on her, glaucoma glasses, so they don't see.
And she sits up in the window upstairs, so it's got a little psycho feel to it.
Mm-hmm. And they just, every once in a while, you just kick the rocking chair so it rocks. It looks like Maggie's rocking. Mm-hmm.
But
there
sometimes Maggie has to be in two places at once, so one of the kids has to dress up like Maggie.
Yeah. And we could get Martin Lawrence or Eddie Murphy to play Grandma Maggie.
Yes.
I like, oh, Maggie.
Oh,
and that's
Maggie. Maggie is filmed.
He's going to murder
me.
Doug, you can't use the internet, can you? You can't find me. Okay. Please don't.
Good job. I like the vocal.
So, Shmeez, what do you think of Doug Prescott Band?
He does have some talent, or the band has some talent. I wasn't a fan.
Well, lyrically, you weren't?
Lyrically, it was just...
not honest enough for you?
No, it was super
he
honest.
He said, master is for men, and she's a master of something.
Yes, he said she is a master of something.
Of tricks.
Yeah.
She's got a bag of tricks.
But a master is a masculine
book of tricks,
term,
I'm sorry.
Right? A mistress is a female mistress.
His mom was a transsexual.
I'm sorry. It was a book of tricks, but I think in the sitcom Oh Maggie, she has a bag of tricks.
It's funnier.
It is. You never know what she's going to pull out of the bag.
Are you writing this down, Doug? You got to pitch this immediately.
Right treatment.
I would not have bought it. I say go.
Heidi, what do you think of Doug Prescott?
I feel the way Christina feels. I feel the way Smeez feels. I don't want to waste people's time with reiterating all of that.
All right.
Yes. But I do like that you clean off oily baby ducks.
Yeah, it was fun, but yeah. I think that you're going to have to keep doing this at that local bar that allows you to get on stage with your guitar and your buddies. I don't think your career is going to take off with this, unless you do sell a sitcom.
Yeah, and on this industry, it seems like the music industry is so shitty. Like, unless you're a 12-year-old girl with, you know, quadruple D tits, nobody's interested in you.
Do you have big tits, Doug?
Yeah. Can you get breast implants, Doug?
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Let's get some big tits and some auto-tune on you, and I think we might have some.
Nailed it.
All right, Doug, it doesn't matter what we think in here, even though we like to talk about it. It only matters what they think out there and find out if they would buy your music and make you a superstar. So 888-520-4374 is the number, 888-520-HF-SHOW. So call in and tell Doug if he should stay or if he should go. We got Robert calling from Ventura. Hello, Robert.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, good. Robert. Say hi to Christina.
Hey, Christina. How you doing?
Hi, Robert. Good, thanks.
But he's a go. I think he's freaking creepy as hell.
A guy singing about his dead mother is creepy to you?
Oh, man, definitely. And I like creepy, but not this way. A little inbred creepy. Maybe something about what Frank was talking about earlier, if his mom wanted to blow him or something.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Seriously.
This took a turn.
It's a family sitcom.
Yeah.
We can't have scenes like that.
Oh, Maggie.
All right. I love the sentiment of this song. I think the song is sweet.
Oh, Maggie.
Yeah, he's got technical skills. He's good.
Maggie.
All right, thank you.
So either a 70s sitcom or a porn. I mean, either way, you're good with your music.
You guys are going to change my opinion just so he has the one thing that won't make him kill himself.
What?
I'm going to say stay just so he doesn't
He's not
going to
kill himself. He's done this for a long
this
time.
This is his dead mother, and now he's blowing all of us. She's blowing
no,
all of us.
No,
that's
no.
True.
Okay. All right, it's one go, Doug. And are the shout-outs saying anything? Let's see, do we have any? You can also tweet in your comments, but the tweet votes and the shout-out votes don't count towards, is Doug going to play Sogfest in October, our big birthday bash?
On the stage.
If people vote enough and there's enough stays, and then we combine those with the online voting, those top bands get to play our birthday bash called Sogfest in October. And so if you want to hear Doug live, do Oh Maggie. Then you got to vote. So you got to call in 888-520-HF-SHOW, 888-520-4374. Or you can, I guess, vote online at HeidiandFrank.com. What are the shout-outs saying?
To be honest, Doug, I haven't seen one stay on the shout-outs yet. And for Christina, I haven't seen one go. They love
they
you.
They like you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's good. So you get to stay here.
Oh, good. Okay,
until
thanks,
the
guys.
Like, she's stupid.
I know. That'll come. Eventually, the backlash. But, Doug, don't listen to us. Follow your dreams, please. Look, as a comedian, you know, people shit on me for years.
Really?
And now look at me.
Yeah.
You're suck on those nuts, Mom and Dad. Yeah. I dropped out of law school after 2 weeks.
Oh,
and
look
ruined
at
my
now.
Life. Yeah. Now look.
Look
so
at her now.
Don't listen to us.
Here's some more coming in. Says, this is Sam Adu bad, but prediction, none of you have the balls to tell him he sucks.
We did.
Oh, no, we did. Oh, no, we elaborately, I think we did. Yeah.
Let's see.
In 2012, if you tell a musician that their music would be good for a 1970s sitcom, I think that's telling. I mean,
here's
like
a tweet
it.
Proving you have to listen to the whole show. It says, the queen of the sea would kill a baby whale to make this song go away. You have to listen to the whole show.
Yeah.
A baby whale.
Let's see.
So
let's go to Mike in Orange. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Thank you for participating and calling in. That is the segment that we're doing. It's a call-in show, after all. 888-520-4374. What do you say? Stay or go?
This is like the lost track off the Billy Joel Uptown Girl album. I hated that fucking thing, and I hate this fucking thing. It's got to go.
Wow.
Thank you, Mike. How do you really feel?
Later.
All right, that's two goes, zero stays.
That was my favorite album as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Uptown Girl? I always hated Uptown Girl.
Can I tell you something, like real talk?
Yeah.
I don't like Billy Joel. There, I said it.
I don't like the Beatles.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
wow, I don't know which is more sacrilege. Like, which is more hateful?
I like John Lennon. I don't like the Beatles.
Yeah, okay. I used to not either, actually.
Now, what, I'll grow into them? What are you saying?
Well, then I really did a lot of drugs, and then I really focused
maybe that's
in
what
on
I got to do.
Yeah. Do you smoke weed?
I don't.
No.
Yeah, to smoke weed, man.
I'll smoke weed, and then I'll go, I'm so sorry, I love the Beatles. Okay, all right, I'll try it. What do you suppose that you could do to like Billy Joel?
I don't know, man. I'm not into that singer-songwriter like... It doesn't feel like real music.
Bottle of red. Oh, no.
It's like scat.
Bottle of white.
It sounds like scat.
How do you feel about Broadway musicals?
Oh, go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Thank you.
I hate it.
There's not enough weed for me. Like, yeah. I'm going to sing everything I'm doing.
Oh, yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom.
It's the combination
it's
of everything.
Here. Yeah.
It's the lighting and it's the stage management.
Oh, that Andrew Lloyd Webber can suck it. I hate everything he's ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. The Phantom of the Opera. I saw it. I was like, what the fuck am
go
I watching?
Fuck yourself, half a mask.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Here's a tweet at Heidi and Frank. My first thought was also, is this a sitcom theme song?
Oh.
Well, based on the first song, it won't be hard to lessen the stays. So
see,
I say go.
We have our finger on the pulse of 70s sitcom.
Here's another tweet from The Borch at Heidi and Frank. I recorded the audio of me taking a dump and then brought it in here and said it. It was for my dead mom. Should I stay? No. Oh, my God.
Wow.
People are getting
harsh. We actually have a clip.
Oh, okay. Oh. Interesting.
No pop.
Maggie.
That'll be a second chance to make a first impression.
Let's go with Anthony on line one. Hey, Anthony, what'd you think of Doug Prescott?
Oh, I'm very sorry to say this about his dead mother, but he's definitely a go.
Yeah.
I know it's really sad, but Christine's a stay.
Thanks,
Isn't
buddy.
Isn't she a stay? She's awesome.
Thank you.
Let's go to Pete in Anaheim. Hey, Pete.
Comedy career.
Hey, doing?
What'd you think of Doug Prescott?
You know what? The sentiment in the song is great, but yeah, it's definitely a go for me. Nothing. I don't think it could be. It couldn't be commercial at all. I don't think it couldn't be anything that you would hear on the radio ever, or even a 70s soundtrack. That's all. That's like you guys said. That's about it.
What about a Broadway musical?
We didn't think about that.
Yeah.
No,
what, was the song written while your mom was alive, and then you played it, and she killed herself?
Oh.
Oh, what? Frank. I'm just asking. At the birth of the song, was it happened before or after?
Frank.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You still there, Doug?
I'm here.
I'm here. We're going to hear a gunshot in a second.
Reluctant, yeah.
Bang!
There's got to be a group of like-minded individuals, right, that you could find on the internet that would like your music,
I'm
Doug,
sure he
right?
has a fan base.
He's been doing this for a long time, so he has to have people coming out and hear him sing. Like, yeah, he is probably, like, if you were there and
on the beach
on the
there
beach and he's
Margaritaville?
And he looks like Jimmy Buffett and he starts singing Oh Maggie and you're shit-faced.
And you're singing along and everybody's going,
yes. And then you vomit halfway through the song because you're that fucked up. And you keep singing and drinking.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Maggie.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Colonel calling from the Pentagon. Hey, Colonel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Say hello to Christina.
Hey, man.
Hi, Colonel.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Good, man.
This needs to go like Toast's VIP.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It blows like John Travolta.
And that's straight from the Pentagon.
All right. The Pentagon way.
Thank you,
Colonel.
I think it's time for another song.
Yeah, it is. Maybe that was just a bad choice for the first impression. So I'm going to give you a second chance to make a first impression, Doug. What song would you like to load up now?
Why don't you play Happy Enough song?
It's called Happy Enough?
Yeah, first track on the CD.
All right. Do you got that loaded up there, Shmise? Happy Enough?
I have a song called Hideaway.
Oh. We don't have the whole CD. All we have is two songs.
Yeah.
So you sent us Oh Maggie and Hideaway. Is Hideaway okay?
Sure.
I can look on your website. Don't you? You've got a website that's fully interactive.
Yeah, his website is.
If he wants to play Happy Enough,
Doug Prescott.
I got to say though, this generation they're not into happy. They're into like epic fail. Suck. Like everything is like yes, no, like, unlike. Yeah.
The worse it is, the better it is. Yeah. Must be why we're so successful.
Yeah, exactly.
I love epic fails.
Epic fail.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Skyrocketing right to the middle.
Yeah. Me too.
So you're looking on DougPrescott.com for Oh Happy?
Yeah, I'm gonna get
no,
it.
No, it's Happy Enough.
Happy
Oh
Enough.
Happy.
Happy Maggie.
Enough song.
What did you, what did you
oh,
say?
Happy. That's Oh Maggie.
Oh, happy.
Oh,
Maggie enough.
Maggie enough. Happy Maggers.
Are we able to?
I'm almost there.
You're almost there.
Oh, guys, we're chomping at the bit for this song.
I want to hear Happy Enough.
I got it. I'm going to stream it right off your website, Doug.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Oh,
All right, 888-520-HF-SHOW, 888-520-4374. Right now we're at 5 goes, 0 stays.
What's the Twitter again?
I don't think we've had a skunking yet so far. The Twitter is, at Heidi and Frank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout-outs of your VIPs. Let us know what you think in the shout-out room, okay? So here he is one more time, Doug Prescott.
I just do my thing and do my best to sing a happy enough song. I can wait for you and whatever you're going through. Well, it chaps my ass, but I'll just let it pass. Probably be here when you get through. Well, I wake up and wonder what I'm doing here. Paying the bills against what I feel. Occupying space in the human race and living in the orange zone. Happy to see me, cries when I go. While I do my thing and do my best to sing this happy enough song. Well, I'm cruising out to see what the ocean will bring to me. I just throw my line and feel so fine about the journey and the deep blue sea. Well, I wake up, wonder what I'm doing here. Paying the bills, I guess it's what I feel. Occupying space in the human race, living in the audience zone.
There he was, Doug Prescott, with a second chance to make a first impression. I saw the ladies talking during that second song. I don't know how it made him feel. I had my headphones on. I was still listening.
I was, too.
So how'd that second song make you feel? What'd you think about Doug Prescott, Christina?
I feel as though the energy of it is like a Dodge Durango commercial. Like, you like Dodge Tough. Like, it's a little, it feels, maybe your career is like in television.
I think it's definitely, and that's a lot of money, too. We were both thinking that. I'm like, it's like a truck, like a Ford truck commercial, where they show the montages of the different, the extended, the 150, the 250, the crew cab, going up to like a mountain overlooking an ocean.
I didn't see the manly part of that song. I think children's show. I think when he's like, you know, happy enough song, and he's you know, walking, it's a kid show, like you know, like the what are those guys from Australia who sing
Wiggles.
Song, the Wiggles.
Yeah,
he could be like our version of the Wiggles, but he's got like a guy in an oily duck costume named Cracker, and they're like happy, and like I got a dog who hates to see me go. It's just little kids' songs, and they can know the words, and it's not really offensive, and I think kids would love it.
So there is money making potential.
Yeah.
If you got to just focus.
Because he's got the big gray mustache. He kind of looks like a thin Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, no matter what is happening in your music career,
he's got a good grandpa face for kids' shows.
And you appear to have a gigantic wiener. In the picture I'm looking at, you know when guys have that, like when they wear jeans and their penis is so big it rubs like a spot? Look how big his wiener is.
Heidi noticed the dick pouch.
See, the. Like,
worn in.
His dick is wearing through,
It's like a big... So whatever is happening, Doug, you have a gigantic penis.
You might want to have to tuck your cock, though, for a children's show.
That's true.
Or just name your cock something, too. It's Quacker and Dickie.
Quacker and Dickie.
Just, they all sing together.
Why don't you rename that song Dick Machine? And then you can sing about your cock. I would love to hear an album.
It's a half a foot long.
Yeah.
Well, 6 inches, Amy.
In my dick machine. Get inside. Get in my balls. Yeah,
yeah, I will listen to that.
That's what we thought about the second song, Doug. Maybe we're helping you, guide your career a little bit. Right now, it's 5 goes, 0 stays. Let's see if that second song changed anybody's mind. 888-520-HF-SHOW. 888-520-4374. We have Dr. Paul on the phone.
Oh, doctor.
Hey, Dr. Paul.
Hey, Frank. I actually went the opposite direction from you. I heard that start up, and I thought, well, he's moved on from 70s sitcom to 70s porn, at least.
Yeah.
But it's a go for me. The whole thing just sounded lazy and sloppy and just bad.
Lazy and sloppy and bad. Like Heidi's vagina.
Yeah.
It is not lazy.
Is it really?
It is hardworking. It is hardworking.
Is it sloppy?
No, I'm tightly packed.
Okay. I just want to make, like, do you wax it?
I use the no-no.
She got the no-no
hair
remover.
Shut the front door. I want to try the no-no.
They're awesome.
Does
seriously.
It hurt?
No.
It looks painful.
No,
not at all.
No.
You're like, is this thing even working?
Right,
I think
all of a
broken.
Sudden you're like, oh, wow, bald. That's awesome.
You can use that on your cooch? I didn't even think
about that. Well, on the side.
Yeah, you don't get like deep inside your cooch with it.
You don't go lip or anything, but she.
What about butt tuft?
I don't really have a problem in that department.
Are you serious?
No.
I mean, I'm blonde,
yeah,
sort of.
Right-ish.
You know? Yeah.
Sure.
But I got the butt tuft.
Yeah, what do you do to it?
I shave it with a razor. Yeah. I've mastered the art.
Is the butt tuft coming out of the top of the ass crack, or is it right on the hole?
Oof. It's around the hole.
Oh, okay.
It's around the hole. It's
really?
So you just sort of spread.
Has Tom ever had to wax that for you?
No.
But he's seen it.
I shave his back. The romance.
Well,
if he's
not for him.
Getting rid of your asshole hair.
Yeah.
Not for Tom.
No, I don't.
You could
I don't,
be on all fours and go, can you get in here? I
can't even drop a deuce in front of my husband.
No, you
I wouldn't. I fart in front of him, and we talk
That's
about
awesome,
shitting
though.
A lot.
I love women who will fart, but take a shit upstairs.
Yeah. Do you have a significant other? I don't
yeah,
know
I do.
Your status.
Her name's Farty, actually.
But that's because
she
laughs when he farts.
I fart during sex,
Doug
and
go?
She thinks,
oh, yeah,
sorry,
oh, sorry,
Doug.
Doctor.
Still there, Doug? Doug.
Oh, give his website a little plug.
It's Doug Prescott, and you spell it DougPrescott.
Mm-hmm.
DougPrescott.com. So if you want to go there and download his music and support him, please do that, because Doug has been a great sport today. Thank you so much, buddy.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Doug.
And
thank you.
You keep on pursuing your dreams. I know we said go, but I think that the locals in North Carolina, you're probably like a local hero or something.
Yeah. And seriously, think about jingle writing. I mean,
yeah,
it's not a joke.
Sitcoms or children's shows, I think you got something there.
Okay, I'll take your advice.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, keep rocking that thundercock.
This has been another episode of...
All right.
Now we're going to go to commercial break or not?
It's up to you.
Fuck
no,
it.
What,
we got Christina
no,
here.
No,
we're not going to go to commercial break.
Take a break.
We only have like 15 minutes of this show left.
Yeah. Where were we? We were
Let's
talking
party.
About. Oh, yeah.
Butt
so
tough.
You and your husband. So yeah. You'll fart on purpose. Like you'll really go, or you'll laugh and you'll fart. And that.
No, we torture each other.
You'll sit on the couch, watch TV at night, and just go,
oh.
And he'll go, babe, shit.
Dude, our podcast is based on shitting, wiping, and farting. Like that's the foundation of our marriage.
You do an hour?
We do an hour just on Brown Talk.
We've
sometimes
we've done it.
It was your last one, your very most recent one. You said you ate something and you had to shit.
Yeah, poop
on,
soup.
Poop soup. What's that?
Well, it's what I make because when you're on the road as a comic, you generally just eat like potato skins and horrifying club food. So when I come off the road, I'm like, I gotta purify this temple.
Right, detox. Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
I gotta eat some vegetables, so I make this soup.
Something green.
Yeah, it's so gross, and it's all these vegetables and just a broth. And I eat that, and it's explosive.
I want to know what it is.
All right. It's a Weight Watchers recipe. It's vegetable soup.
What's it called?
Just vegetable soup.
And it's a Weight Watchers recipe.
And it's under weightwatchers.com.
I love a good cleansing.
Really?
Oh.
You look so fit. What do you do?
Oh, goddamn. Why don't you just eat her pussy already?
I want to make love to you, Heidi.
Okay, Christina, you and I should make love with each other.
I'm so afraid of it, though. You'd have to
coach me lovingly. It wouldn't be bisexual. It'd be fine.
No, it wouldn't. Are you a loving mentor? Heidi.
Oh, yeah. I'm a good teacher.
You'd have to coach me.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Here's what's going to put you over the edge to say, you know what? I'm going to make love to Heidi or let her make love to me. Heidi has an enormous appendage for lesbian sex.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Show her.
I'm not sure.
Meaning if my face wore jeans, my tongue would wear
you'd wear a hole through your jeans with your tongue.
All right, I'm gonna try to woo you with my lesbian ways.
Everyone look at Christina's camera because it's a reaction shot. We've all seen it. The audience has seen it.
Yeah, they don't.
Okay.
Christina's camera. Are we on single cam on Christina yet?
Hold on.
So this is me coming on to you.
Okay, oh, we're not gonna do a single cam on Christina. No, we don't have to worry about it. Go ahead.
I'm preparing. Holy mother of fucking cunts. What? What's happening? What happened? What happened?
Yes, I'm telling you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Did that put you over the top? You're like, I gotta have it.
I think we're gonna make out. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I think my husband would condone that. Like, that's...
All right. Well, yeah. Well, why don't you and I get on a plane after the show and go to Louisville and just surprise him in his hotel room. And we'll be like, hey, honey, this is Heidi.
How does it happen? Have you always had that?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were with Gene Simmons in Boston, and I had her pull it out with Gene, just do a little tongue off, and they put their tongues out to tip, and he sucked his back in right away because he realized he got his ass kicked.
Oh,
I slaughtered him. Because what he does when he puts his tongue out is he leans his chin down so that it's like, look how long it is, it almost touched my chest. And you're like, well, yeah.
How do you lick her eyebrows?
I can lick yours.
Oh, I'm so gay for Heidi. I can't believe this.
When she's done this on the stage, I see every woman out there just instantly go gay.
Yeah, I think so. I think I just turned gay for you. That's crazy.
I'm flattered.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I'm like still reeling from that experience. I'm genuinely blown away.
Let's get back to your shit soup.
Sorry, poop soup. Yeah. I mean, I like to take dumps. That's really, I mean, yeah.
Do you like
I came
candles?
Here,
I mean, or do you like, you revel in the smell?
I like to stew in my own.
But how about Tom's?
Tommy loves to stew in his own. But here's the thing. My friend Rena got us a spray. It'll save your marriage. And you spray it after you. It's like a thunder spray for thunder dumps. And it's a powerful thing. And it takes
was
over.
Was it citrus? Like, what's it?
I like lavender smells or vanilla. Like, it smells like cookies instead of shit.
Oh, but it doesn't smell like a cookie
smell
took
like
a shit.
Cookies?
Yeah, like a cookie took a shit. Like the chocolate chip
shit cookies.
Had a stomachache.
No.
Took a shit.
There's like industrial, you have to go to like a fancy place, like a Pottery Barn.
Okay.
Or like Anthropology or one of these hoity-toity.
Or you pay $42 for a votive candle.
Yo, you pay like $15 for the spray. Yeah. It's like you never shit.
What?
But I like to revel in my farts and I like to torture my
Well, you should smell it too because then you know like what's, if you know your body,
that's
you're like,
right.
Something's, I have colon cancer.
That's right.
It's starting to smell different. Something's not, that's not normal. That's not my normal.
That's right.
I have a polyp or something.
Yeah. And do you look at your stools
as
well? Yeah. You have to.
I told the story about the, this was my most proudest shit moment.
Oh,
great.
I love
it. It was a little thing, what I like to call, and I've said it on this show before, I made a poo bridge.
What?
Okay. So it was one of those so clean, perfect logs.
You girls have never been hotter than
that.
By
it was
the way.
Like, right?
Like clean break, you mean like
a
no.
log. Like if there were shit people, like little people, they could have crossed it without even hitting water. So it was like porcelain, log, porcelain.
Wow.
Laying right across long ways. So from the front of the toilet to the back. And I got up and I was like, shit bridge. And I was
proud.
She
didn't take a picture of it. That's
well,
what I'm disappointed.
See, that's where I didn't. That was the question. Is like, have you ever taken it to the? Because he shit a question mark once.
Complete with dot.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, and so
wow.
And that happened right after. This is the cool part. It happened right after one of those inquisitive farts. They go.
Inquisitive. Yeah, totally.
Inquisitive fart into a question shit. Mark, I mean,
I feel like I found my. You know, when the bumblebee video, when the girl finds the other bumblebee, I feel like I found the other bumblebee. Where have you guys been all my life?
Right
here.
I know
we're
Kindred
right here,
spirits.
Just buzzing
God
around.
Damn
you
it.
Know, I know we could be like best
is
friends.
Is there a smell that you find awesome that's not traditional? Like it's not candle.
Right, right. No. Oh, and just poo or just in
no,
life?
In life, it doesn't have to be shit, but it's like. You never see this
unconventional.
As a scented candle. I mean, I tweeted this out earlier because there's a candle company. I know you love candles. I was going to bring it up. That has made candles with man scents. Like instead of like the lavenders or the flowers, it's like what do
it's
men
like, a
like
football
to smell?
And armpit hair? What?
Yeah, one's called, let's see, First Down. It's a combination of orange, patchouli.
Oh, patchouli.
I don't even know. What's vetiver?
Vetiver, I don't know how to explain the smell. It's a
vetiver and leather. It's called. It's a candle designed for men. So if guys, you know, they can have candles in their house, but they're not like fruity candles.
Patchouli to me reminds me of stinky pussy.
That's what I was in San Francisco. I went to school in San Francisco, and all the dirty hippie girls smell the patchouli.
Yes, and that just means
disgusting.
That I don't wash my puss, and it's hairy and unkempt, and so you have a stinky
that's
vagina.
What they do to cover up. That's hippie deodorant.
That's why patchouli. Yeah. I just would never go down on somebody who smells like patchouli because it just means you're. Ugh.
Yeah, dirty box.
Ah, oh, yeah.
That's the beacon.
Yeah, this is what I tweeted earlier. What do you love to smell?
Maybe
do you love the smell of that is not considered candle scent worthy? Mine would be horse shit.
Oh, yeah, you like that. Yeah. A lot of people do. That's
nostalgic.
Hashtag bad candle. So is there something in the world? I mean, obviously.
Let me think.
This is a horrible name for a man candle. It's called Mantown. This is the name of
Heading to Mantown.
Yeah. smells like
Hollywood. Yeah,
smells like Cosmos and Annalise.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's a masculine blend of spices, woods, and musk.
Honestly, I would, if I could build a candle with the smell that I love, that's an it's unconventional.
That's a bad candle.
Well, not for me. Right. It wouldn't be a bad candle, but if I could get a candle to smell like puppy breath.
Oh, get out of town.
Where you're lighting, you're like, oh.
Wouldn't that be overwhelming after a while? It's like
no,
puppy breath.
You know, you're like, oh, and he's like. And you smell and you're like, oh my God, why does that go away? Oh, it's because you start licking your asshole like it, why it goes away. But puppy breath candle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Here's Michael saying
I like that one.
Bacon, a bacon candle.
I like that. Bacon. Yeah. I like soil. I like the smell of, like, you know what Mexico smells like? Like hotels
dirt.
In Mexico. Like, that's soily.
Donkey shows and tequila.
Yeah.
Oh,
and failure. Yeah,
failure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Here's Erica. She's tweeted at Frank Army. Erica loves the smell of ball sweat.
Get the fuck out of here. That can't be real.
Be honest, ladies. Ball
sweat?
Well,
I guess the pheromone thing where, like, to somebody else, he might stink, but to somebody who's chemically connected would go, oh, I love burying my face in your armpits. I love how you use that musky man smell.
It's like you. You said you don't like a woman to, like, go take a shower.
I don't want to. If I'm doing that, I don't want it to be too clean. Like, if I'm going down there, I don't want it to. I don't want to taste soap.
How about a pussy candle?
Really?
Would you like a pussy candle?
Oh, pussy.
I think it would be. I think I'd be too distracted all the time. I'd be like, so anyway, thanks for coming over to the dinner party. God. No, I would be too distracted.
The aroma.
Yeah, I love the smell of horseshit. I grew up in Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, like, I do clubs there. I like
Indiana. A fresh pile was always like, it wasn't bad. It was like the only shit that I think actually smells good to me.
It is weird. Yeah, there's no other shit that is that way.
If I were to create another candle.
Can you guys
believe
you did your show on terrestrial radio before? Like, you guys can talk about everything now.
Is it weird to look at us saying cuss words because you listened to us for so long?
Yeah, it's like mom and dad are saying,
oh my God, she just said eating pussy.
I love it. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Did we practically raise you when you were a child listening to the radio?
Wait, who? What?
When you were a child listening to the radio, did we raise you?
You raised me in my 20s because I came back to L.A. I grew up here and I came back and I was like driving around to auditions and you guys were right there at that time when I'm in my car just like my life is fucking
We were big with comedians and couriers.
Really? Yeah. I bet.
We were big, the big comedian courier community. Huge.
Yeah, you guys got me through some terrible traffic.
How long have you been with Tom?
Like 8 years. And we met.
Did you know immediately?
Club. Yeah, I did. I did. Cause,
have you ever felt that way in your life? Were you that girl that's always like, oh my God, I met a guy, I'm falling in love, we're going to be, he's one.
No.
Not that girl.
No. I always knew that my boyfriends were fuck-ups, but I was like, despite your being a total douchebag, I'm going to make this happen.
Right.
Like, I knew that it was despite something.
Yeah.
But I met him, and he's such a good person and a good dude. I was like, oh yeah, let's make babies. Like, I felt like I was safe to have
babies. Do you babies.
Have babies? No, not yet.
Oh,
no.
So he's working on making them.
Yeah, we're just, you know,
practicing
doing stuff.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. What about you guys? I mean, are you guys married?
I have babies.
Yeah?
Yes.
How many?
Two.
Okay. And did you know when you met
that
your
you
lady?
All know of? No, I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like 28. How do
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Talk about shit show. It is getting deep in here.
Wow.
And an 8-year-old son.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy, man.
I know. It is crazy.
I
responsibility.
I don't have any kids. I had my uterus ripped out last year.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry, buddy.
Do you have any kids?
Let's talk about Afghanistan,
but
you guys.
But I still have ovaries.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking about adopting a little black baby sometime.
Oh, those are the cutest. Or Asian ones are really cute,
But I want
too,
one that's going to have athletic ability.
So maybe you get a candle that smells like baby hair and tears.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. Hey, light that up. I feel like crying.
Wait,
light
so the candle. Are you with a boy or a girl right
with
now?
With a girl.
Get the fuck out of here. How long?
7 years. Eight, 7 years.
That's and in lesbian years.
That's like a
we're practically you know
it's already the
Paul
golden
Newman
anniversary.
And Joanne Woodward.
Yeah.
Although dead, but you know what I mean.
Do you guys still do it? Can I ask you this?
Yeah,
thing?
To ask me anything. I'm an open book.
Okay, good. Because like you talk about, I've watched the L Word and stuff.
Yeah,
so
the LBD, the lesbian bed death, and all that shit that it happens. Yeah, it does happen. I was in a relationship like that.
Okay.
Where like for 7 years and for 4.5, no nothing.
Like, no.
Where I walked around being angry. I'm like, it was always, I have a stomach ache or I have a headache or it's just, I'm just not wired that way or I don't need it anymore. And I'm like, okay. So it was really hard not to cheat.
Right.
But then I got out of that and I got into this and I was like, huh, that's never happening. I laid it down. I was like, that's never happening. You want to fuck me anymore? Tell me to go. I'm moving on.
Yeah, I would do the same.
Yeah. So it's all good.
But it seems labor intensive to have to like rug munch every, like,
you don't have to. Sometimes you can just scissor.
But scissoring seems like way more effort.
Scissoring, you just put it.
You just mash your Chinese. Yeah,
yeah. Just kiss and scissor and kiss and scissor and
snail wrestling.
That really works though. Like you can actually get an orgasm.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm so square.
I'll
you
show
guys.
You. When we go to break, I'll show you.
Okay, all right.
Maybe you get a scissor with Tom's balls and see if
you
something
can never
happens.
What? No, we're
those
talking
mashy.
About
mashy.
Just stick his balls in there.
I have to make that face. I don't know why I thought of that face. That's crazy. They didn't do that on the L Word.
No,
I don't
scissoring?
Remember watching that.
Yeah, well, it's not realistic.
They always ate each other out on that show. Finger
yeah.
blasted.
Yeah,
and like
no.
slavery.
Yeah,
no,
sometimes like, being a lesbian is like being in the seventh grade. Finger blasting is really all you can do.
It's all finger blasting all day.
Exactly.
Wait, do you? Because I see lesbian porn, and it seems like
I hate lesbian porn. If I watch porn, I need dick in porn.
Right. I like that too. Okay. Yeah. So, but I always see women with long ass acrylics, and they're like, yeah. meh, meh, and you're like,
never,
dude, that hurts.
Never.
It looks like it
never.
Hurts.
That's why lesbian porn's bullshit. That is for guys. So she's like, and then when they kiss, they're always like, it's always like this. It's always like.
Yeah, because we need fingernails in our porn. But that's for guys.
Yeah, it's just like, like so fake.
Lick kiss. What are you, like, we're puppies playing in the backyard. Like,
yes, that's
no,
all. That's how we see. That's
that
all you can really do.
That's
your sex organ. Those are your dicks.
Hard.
Giant long fingernails and just like a jackhammer. Like,
yeah.
No, that's not how it is. That's all bullshit.
That's what I
Here's some more people checking in on Twitter about bad candles. This woman likes to smell of chlorine and bleach.
Oh, I like bleach, yeah. But bleach can smell like jizz sometimes.
Jizz or a crime scene.
How about a jizz candle?
Oh, my God. Have you guys heard of the recipe book, Natural Harvest? It's a semen recipe book.
What?
Look at it.
It's replacing what?
Oh, you mean?
Egg? What is it?
Yeah, like you can make pudding or like full egg parmigiana with your jizz. We talked about it on your mom's house. It's fucking bananas. Yeah.
So it's an ingredient. It's like, okay, you add two eggs, some paprika, some milk, and jizz.
And your jizz.
A teaspoon. Like, do they need a lot? Like, you would have to... Because if you need a lot, well, then it's like...
Is it fresh?
Like,
you have to jizz in the bowl?
Well, some people, I read the comments on Amazon. Go read the comment. That'll blow your mind. It's like, yeah, I saved my jizz for like 2 days before I made this recipe.
Oh my God.
I think you'd want to use fresh if...
Fresh for sure, yeah. It's like Caesar salad dressing or something.
Yeah.
Like or hollandaise. Like
you use it now. You don't make and then...
Yeah.
It doesn't
Eggs
keep.
Benedict.
Can't, oh, yeah. Ooh, recipes. What would they be called? That'd be a fun game.
Well, she's at hollandaise. I can't stand Eggs Benedict because of the hollandaise. I can't stand hollandaise. You love hollandaise?
I'm very touchy.
Something about it freaks me out.
I can't do it at IHOP. You don't do it in the crummy places. Only in
Maybe
like
that's
the
where
nice,
I've had it.
Yeah. You don't fuck around.
Yeah, trying to be all classy at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, can I
Denny's,
can I
get the eggs? I'm trying to impress the lady I'm with.
Yeah. No, if she gets the hollandaise, the big sticky syrupy hollandaise, then you can be impressed.
Christina Pajewski's with us. She's going to be here Wednesday at the Lovitz doing their first live show of your mom's house from the stage. So be sure and go get tickets.
May 23rd.
They are hilarious.
I want to come see you.
Yay, Heidi, let's be best friends
Okay,
now.
I would totally be best friends
And
with
you guys can come by anytime and use the studio or whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Death Squad and Toad Hop, we get along great. I mean, seriously. So anytime you want to come by and do a special or something, you can do it here.
That would be amazing. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Great having you.
So much fun.